Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Slanted: How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism is a 2020 nonfiction critique of modern news culture by investigative journalist Cheryl Atkisson. Drawing on her long career in network journalism and her own disputes with editors and producers, the book argues that mainstream media has increasingly replaced objective reporting with narrative management, ideological filtering, and selective omission. Rather than treating bias as a narrow or accidental problem, Atkisson presents it as a systemic shift in how news is gathered, packaged, and consumed. The book examines how journalism schools, newsroom incentives, opinion-driven coverage, and language used to label inconvenient facts all contribute to public distrust. It is both a media analysis and a defense of fact-based reporting, aimed at readers who want to understand why confidence in news institutions has eroded, and how censorship can become normalized under the language of curation and truth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how narrative has displaced factual reporting in modern newsrooms. A central claim in the book is that many media organizations no longer begin with the question of what happened, but with the question of what story best fits an existing frame. Atkisson argues that facts are often filtered to support a preferred narrative, and facts that complicate the story are minimized, delayed, or excluded. This is important because it changes journalism from verification into message discipline. The result is not simply occasional error, but a structural tendency to shape public understanding before evidence is fully weighed. By focusing on narrative as a newsroom habit, the book explains why coverage can feel coherent and persuasive while still leaving out key context. This framework helps readers recognize that bias does not always appear as overt falsehood. It can emerge through emphasis, sequencing, and omission. Secondly, censorship normalized through the language of curation and safety. The book places strong emphasis on the way censorship becomes more acceptable when it is reframed as responsible gatekeeping. Atkisson argues that media institutions and adjacent elites encourage audiences to accept the idea that some information should be filtered out because it is false, harmful, unsafe, or misleading, even when those judgments are made before open scrutiny. This matters because censorship is presented not as suppression, but as protection. The book suggests that this shift trains the public to rely on editors, platforms, and institutions to decide which facts deserve attention. That process can narrow debate without appearing authoritarian. Atkisson treats this as one of the most consequential developments in contemporary media because it changes the public's expectation of journalism from exposure of reality to managed access to reality. Thirdly, insider accounts of newsroom interference and abandoned editorial standards. A distinctive feature of Slanted is that it draws on Atkisson's insider experience in major television newsrooms, including stories of editorial interference and stories she says were rejected because they did not fit the prevailing line. This gives the book a practical rather than purely theoretical dimension. Instead of discussing media bias only in abstract terms, it shows how institutional pressures can shape what reaches the audience. The book uses these accounts to argue that the decline of journalism ethics is not limited to partisan activists. It can also occur inside respected institutions where professional norms are weakened by internal consensus, managerial caution, or fear of backlash. Readers are asked to see newsroom behavior as part of an organizational system, where individual reporters may know more than they are allowed to publish. Fourthly, the erosion of investigative journalism under ideological and institutional pressure. Another major theme is the weakening of investigative reporting, which Atkisson presents as one of the most serious losses in modern media. She argues that journalism once had a stronger commitment to pursuing uncomfortable facts, but that this tradition has been undermined by risk aversion, political alignment, and a preference for prepackaged narratives. In her view, the problem is not only that some stories are biased, but that the type of journalism most likely to challenge power has become harder to sustain. This includes pressure from editors, outside advocacy networks, and professional cultures that reward conformity more than persistence. The book treats investigative journalism as essential to democratic accountability, so its decline is framed as a civic issue, not just a media industry issue. That gives the work a broader warning about how power operates when scrutiny weakens. Lastly, why public distrust of media is a rational response to selective reporting, Slanted also tries to explain why distrust in the news has grown so sharply. Atkisson suggests that public skepticism is not merely the result of conspiracy thinking or partisan resentment, but often a reaction to repeated experiences of selective, inconsistent, or highly managed coverage. In that sense, distrust becomes a symptom of the media system itself. The book examines how audiences notice when certain facts are amplified, others are ignored, and editorial standards appear to shift depending on the subject. This matters because it reframes the trust crisis as an outcome of credibility loss, not simply audience polarization. Atkisson's broader point is that journalism cannot recover legitimacy by asking the public to trust it more. It must earn trust through consistency, transparency, and a renewed commitment to facts. That makes the book relevant both as a critique and as a call for media literacy. In conclusion, Slanted will be most useful for readers interested in media criticism, journalism ethics, political communication, and the broader question of how information is shaped before it reaches the public. It is especially relevant for readers who want an insider perspective rather than a purely academic theory of media bias. The book offers practical value by helping audiences distinguish between reporting, framing, omission, and opinion, which is useful in evaluating news from any outlet. Its larger intellectual benefit is that it treats censorship as a process that can emerge gradually through institutional habits, not only through obvious government repression. That makes it stand out from many books in the same category, which often focus narrowly on partisan slant or single events. Atkisson instead connects newsroom culture, editorial pressure, media language, and declining trust into one argument about the condition of modern journalism. Whether readers agree with all of its conclusions or not, the book is distinctive for combining firsthand experience with a sustained challenge to the professional norms that define mainstream news. If you would like to support Cheryl Atkisson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.